Roland, Roland Martin. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Good morning. Good morning, Tom. I am so honored today at Arlington National Cemetery today at 10:30 this morning. There will be a wreath laying ceremony for Medgar Evers, to the 50th anniversary of his assassination. And so Merle Evers Williams, so many other speakers will be there. The Attorney General, former President Bill Clinton will be speaking as well. So looking forward to that. To truly honor an American hero. And that's exactly who he was. So looking forward to that. Last week, man, Pew released this poll, boy, really got conservative men really upset, showing that about 40% of households in America, a woman is the sole or the primary breadwinner. And we really wanted to go inside this survey because it really has significant ramifications for African-American women. So we turn to financial expert Michelle Singletary of The Washington Post. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a, you know, look, we've always known in terms of who controls the pocketbook, if you will, in a significant number of black households, black women. But when you look at this study, it really shows you the difference between the folks who are married, who are largely educated with college degrees, disproportionately white women. And then the amount of money, the gap between them and those women who are single.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge gap, and that's where my concern is. The gap is those married mothers who are earning more with husbands, about $80,000, compared to the national average of 57. But here's the problem. In families where it's the woman heading household, the median income is $23,000. That's a $23,000. And that makes it very difficult to raise a family on that kind of money because of that gap. And we ought to be concerned because disproportionately, as you say, though, they're most likely to be younger, not college-educated, black or Hispanic.
$23,000 for a single mom with how many children?
I don't know if they said how many children. I didn't see that particular.
Even none.
Even if you have no children, $23,000 is tough.
Right. Even for, you know, a single adult, that makes it very difficult, particularly because when you think about where African Americans mostly live, it's, you know, urban areas, high cost of living, so it makes it very difficult to make rent, to save, to send your child to college, because then that trend continues. If you're making that little, you can't save up to send your kid to college, so you break that legacy. Mm.
And Michelle, what also jumps at, I think, what this poll also shows is beyond, you know, just that those kids. It also deals with that woman likely is not going to have the ability to really increase, because not only will she have kids, it was 23,000, you don't have that excess, if you will, to better yourself, to increase your education. And it speaks to the reality of when you're married and you have two incomes, how it's a whole different world when it comes to raising kids, when it comes to finances.
It's absolutely, there's so many benefits to being married. And I know that there's a whole controversy, because when you say things like this, then single moms get insulted because they think that we're judging them. And that's not what's happening. What we're saying is when you're single and you have kids and you're not married and the income is less, it makes it so much more difficult for you to do that, because then when are you going to have the time and the money to get yourself educated to raise your family up economically?
Mm. Yep, absolutely. So
we ought to pay attention to this trend. It's very troubling because it makes it difficult for our families to make it in this world, to be homeowners. And homeownership, we know that homeownership leads to being able to be more economically stable.
It is 40% today, Tom. In 1960, it was just 11%. So the trend level is increasing. Michelle Singletary, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.
All right.